sits alone at the bar, estranged in isolation. It's been a while now, and he seems so far from those distant celebrations. Think back to all the mistakes that he made, to a time when he was so young and green. His face. He sees all his children coming back home together on this special day. Come on over, come on over, come on over, it's Thanksgiving Day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, straight from the beautiful British Columbia. My name is Alex Koichi Ushijima. Choose either of the first names, whether you like Japan or Canada. It doesn't matter. The show is called Karasu, and I'm going to be playing some Japanese indies for the next 90 minutes, and we'll be talking about the art of green tea. We're going to be having some Matcha Matsuri Festival at UBC as well. I'll give you more details.
And some teriyaki.
Yes, and some teriyaki with some wasabi stuffings as well. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and I'll be playing the theme song right now.
思い出す春の日一人ぼっちの夜上を向いて歩こう滲んだ星を数えて思い出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜
Gotta love that tune. Oh yes, that was Sugar Lunch, and the song is called Uemuite Aruko. If you know the original, of course, it's by Sakamoto Kyu. You may also know it as Sukiyaki. You're listening to 101.9 FM. If you just tuned in, this is Karasu. My name is Alex Ushijima, and I'm going to be having some special show today. We're going to be talking about green tea, what is so fascinating about it, and we'll be talking about the festival, the Matcha Matsuri Festival, which will be happening at UBC, both at the Asian Cultural Center and at the Nitobe Garden as well. And we'll have two special guests that will give us further details about the event and the green tea. And first of all, one of the guests will be Brian Takeda, who is the president of Muzi Tea, and also Raymond Nakamura, who is the former president of the Mokuyokai Society. So please stay on this radio station if you want to find out more about the festival. And not to mention, we're going to be giving away a prize as well. How fantastic is that? I'm going to be playing next tune. It is Radio Caroline, and the album, it's from the album All Out. And by the way, if you have any questions, please give me a call, 604-822-CITR. And you might want to write that number down, because like I mentioned, we will be giving away prizes. It's a matcha prize pack, okay? Tune in. This is Radio Caroline on CITR.
What's what I do? What's what I say? What's what I do?
sweet, sweet Radio Caroline. The song is called Mac Anna, and if you love that tune, pick up the album All Out. This is the Matcha Matsuri episode. We'll be talking about green tea as well as the art of a Japanese tea ceremony. Maybe I'll give you a little historical background that I did my little research on. It's a Japanese tea ceremony. In Japanese, you could also call it cha no yu or cha do, or it's also called sado. And it's a traditional art which is quite influenced by Zen Buddhism, where green tea was prepared in a very quiet and tranquil setting. Okay, and there's many nowadays, there's various tea ceremony schools that are existing throughout Japan and in the world, and it will be in three classes: the Omote Senke, Ura Senke, and Mushano Koji Senke as well. Maybe we could backtrack a little bit to see how it started. It actually started back in the 9th century when the Buddhist Eichu traveled to China, where drinking tea was quite common, and he brought that the tea over to Japan. And first, drinking tea was more like for health benefits. It wasn't more seen as an art. They were drinking it more for medicinal purposes and more for socializing with many other people. In fact, a Chinese author named Lu Yu wrote a book called The Classic of Tea, which really focused on the tea's cultivation and the preparation process. But Lu Yu, this Chinese fellow, was very influenced by Buddhism, especially by the Chan school, which is now known as Zen, the Zen religion. And his ideas really influenced the development of this Japanese tea ceremony. Okay, Eisai, who was a monk, actually introduced matcha in the 12th century, and it was a very new form because they first they drank the tea more as in a black form. Now they found out that they could drink it while the tea is green. They didn't really have to let it dry or ferment it, and so to say. And it was first used, this tea was used in the Zen Buddhist monastery's rituals, but then many aristocrats around the 14th century and samurais drank matcha to adopt this Zen Buddhism, and this is how the tea ceremony started to form. And that's first, it was more of a gathering of samurais just to drink together in a very normal party, but they decided to take it to the next level, make it a little more artistic, and that's where the tea ceremony chado comes in. And through that, they decided to put more of a spiritual aspect. They wanted to put it as a practice of transformation, where they made it a little bit more aesthetic and added a wabi, which I would roughly translate it as this quiet or sober refinement. So they wanted to practice this art of selflessness, where they would able to provide the best service and the moment, the artistic moment. It's, I would say, wabi-sabi is this artistic feel. It's really hard to describe wabi-sabi. It is this aesthetic where they would like to be in the moment. I guess that might be the best way of saying it. Perhaps the special guests could explain it a little better. But it'll also combine such as a restraint, simplicity, naturalism, asymmetry, simple, and space. And through that, they could enjoy this mellow beauty that time and care can impart to the many materials as well. So that would be the basic idea of the tea ceremony. And I would have more information that will be coming up when we have the special guest coming in at approximately 8 o'clock. By the way, and we will be giving away the prize of the Green Tea Ceremony prize pack as well. So please stay on the air. And if you're listening to the radio, that's great. If not, then you should tell that person to go to our website, www.citr.ca. And he can also listen to the podcasting of the program as well. I'll be putting on the tune 54 Nude Honeys, named after the American nude cards that you find in a deck of poker playing cards. And this is a song called Lid on My Head. And this is 101.9.
That happens to anyone.
End Marker. It's a song was called Club Sound Down, and before that I had the 54 Nude Honeys, an all girls band where they wear entirely in leather, named after some pornographic cards. Very interesting stuff. But the song was called Lid on My Head. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're still waiting for one of the guests to arrive, but like I said, we will have the interview at 8 o'clock to talk about the green tea matcha, as well as the Matcha Matsuri festival that is organized by the Mokuyokai Society. So I will give you a little update on if you're looking for a job. There are two things that maybe you want to keep in mind. First of all, there is the career form, Boston Career Form, which will be coming in Boston, of course, and it'll be for 3 days, which will be November 16th to the November 17th to the 19th. I apologize. And if you want to find more information, you can go to www.careerform.net, and sign up is free, but there are more than 100 corporations that are waiting for your resume application, and you might want to make a first reservation for an interview, whether you want to work for those major corporations that you see all over the place, such as Toyota, Hitachi, Dentsu, if you see anything that looks Japanese, then it's probably there if you want to work for them. So that's www.careerforum.net. And secondly, there is application for the JET program if you want to teach English overseas under the Consulate of Japan or would like to work as a coordinator of international relations. This is the program to get into. You can find more information at www.jetprogram.org or go to the website of the Consulate of Japan for more information. I'm going to be playing some Super Snaz, very great band that was performing in the mid 80s, early 90s, and this song is called Crying Over You. You're listening to 101.9. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you love that tune, that was Advantage Lucy, and the song is called Oot Cloud. And before that, Super Snaz with the song Crying Over You. In the house of the studio, I have one of the two guests that will talk about the Mokyokai Society. He is the former president of the organization, and it is a pleasure to have Raymond Nakamura. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much, and there we go.
Thank you for having us on.
Yes, and first of all, the Mokyokai Society will be organizing the Matcha Matsuri, which is a tea ceremony, but maybe you could give me a little background of the Mokyokai Society. What is the Mokyokai Society, and who usually gathers in this organization?
Well, it's quite a diverse organization, actually, and I think one of the things that's interesting about it is that it's like a bridge between Canada and Japan. It was started, I think, by Canadians who are interested in Japan, but our organization now has people from Japan who are living in Canada, and so it's like an interface between cultures, and it's quite exciting and interesting because of that, the variety of people who are involved.
So does the organization usually organize maybe like Japanese culturally related events such as this Matcha Festival?
This is an example. This is the second year that we're doing the Matcha Matsuri, and it actually kind of came out of interest that was shown when we had the Cherry Blossom Festival, Ohanami in the springtime, which we've done for a number of years, also at Nitobe Garden. And during that time, we've had a tea ceremony, and there's always been demand, and it fills up very quickly. And so to sort of give people another opportunity both to experience the tea and to see the garden, we decided to have this festival in the fall.
Right. And of course, there's also other activities throughout the year organized by the Mokyokai Society, such as like hiking, I've seen. And several years ago, you also had like a sake tasting night. And what other activities do you guys organize?
So on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, the hikes take place. And one of the nice things about that is it's a casual way to get together with people. Mm-hmm. Well, it's safer if you go with other people.
Yes.
You have a better chance of finding your way out of the woods that way.
Right.
And then we also have the monthly Domokai, which is related to the name Mokuyokai, in that it's on Thursday. It's the third Thursday of every month. So Mokuyo is the Thursday, and that's sort of how that thing came about. Our other events happen on other days now. We've expanded our repertoire.
It's kind of hard to just keep it on a Thursday, especially when people have to work 9 to 5.
That's right. Yeah. So the Domokai takes place downtown at the Kingston Tap House and Grill on Richard Street. So that's on the third Thursday, as I was saying. And then occasionally we used to have more of a regular speakers corner, and we've been coordinating with the Canada-Japan Society to have more of that in the future. So lately there's been a bit of a hiatus because it's depending on...
You said speaking program, like, is it like lectures or...?
Well, we would have what it was called a brown bag lunch. So there would be a person coming to give a talk about different subjects.
Okay.
In fact, Brian, who's going to be here later, gave a talk once about matcha, and then that sort of was a step into doing this festival as well.
Can anybody join this Mokyokai Society? Do they have to be Japanese Canadians in particular, or can it be like anyone that's interested in?
Oh, yeah, anyone who's interested in our organization. And so there's quite a variety. Some people only go on hikes, some people only go to Domokai, some people do a whole variety of things. Oh. So it's quite diverse.
Okay, and where can I get more information? I believe there is a website.
Yes. The website has the name of Mokyokai, so it's www.mokyokai, that's mokuyokai.bc.ca.
Excellent, and we'll be playing, we'll have a little break right now. We're going to be playing some songs by Boom Boom Satellites, one of my favorite bands. Did see them in Nagoya last year. Woo, you know, two double thumbs up right there. And after the break, hopefully we'll have our second guest in the house to talk a little bit more about the green tea ceremony, as well as the health benefits of matcha as well. You're listening to 101.9 FM, and this is Boom Boom Satellites. We'll be right back.
thrill to hit in someone's shoulder. I know you were there. Every day I make a deal. You don't know what they feel. I know every low and order. I know every function of this floor. I do know you're good and gentle. You're cruel now. Meet your daughter till she dies. Tonight I am a big fat bag full of wine. Guessing in the box on the counter. Something you will die. Somebody struggles, don't you? Yeah, I've got credit card. I know you already got a taste of freedom. I know the power of the money. I know I'm looking closely to all the TV. And I could climb up it. TV shoots my eyeballs at this moment. I'm living in this.
Who's playing that trumpet? Oh yeah, that was Boom Boom Satellites. The song is called Dress Like an Angel. Okay, well, we'll be having the second interview guest coming in very soon, hopefully. And so meanwhile, I'll do some public service announcements. First off, Zimin Yu and the John Oliver Duo. They'll both be performing at Sunday, October 15th at 8 p.m. at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. These Vancouver musicians, Zimin Yu and John Oliver, will perform together with Chinese and Western guitars. John Oliver will perform his latest works as well as classical guitar tunes from China, Canada, and many other parts of the world. And Zimin Yu will play with some Chinese moon guitars and many other amazing instruments. For tickets, you can go to ticketmaster.ca. Furthermore, Hun Her Too, which are the throat singers of Tuva, will be coming to Vancouver on Sunday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. They will be playing at the Canadian Memorial Church, which is 1806 West 15th Avenue and Burrard. You can listen to his fascinating throat singers from Tuva, which is a settled region around 2,500 miles east of Moscow, Russia, and enjoy the overtone singing with the combination of their traditional and innovation from the soloists while they play their folk instruments from their rural country. You can find more information on their website. I should probably spell this out. www.hunhurtu.com. That's HUNHURTU.com. Or to make it easier, you can go to this other website, www.caravanbc.org. One more thing, if you love rap, this is probably the show to check out. It is Cut Chemist and Lyrics Born, Tuesday, October 24th on Richards on Richards. Tom Shimura, who is also known as Lyrics Born, will be spinning his rhymes on Richards on Richards, and he will bop to beats and rap by this half Japanese American, half Italian American, who have collaborated with artists such as DJ Shadow, Blackalicious, KRS-One, and Evidence of Dilated Peoples. And he'll probably spit some tracks from his 2005 Sophomore album, which is Same Shiznit, Different Day. If you want to find more information about this rap artist, go to www.lyricsborn.com, or if you want to get the tickets, go to ticketmaster.ca. If you still have no idea what I'm talking about, this Lyrics Born guy, maybe I'll play a tune from him. This is Lyrics Born on CITR.
We were supposed to have something booked for this weekend, but I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. And I changed my mind. Well, it started getting cozy, girl. I let you control the reins. And despite what I knew to be true, well, I'd hope that things would change. I'd even say I can't completely blame my naivety, cause it was situations in retrospect. Direction we put into action, but I just let it whiz on by. People say, help me, it's going to die. And I flip on, say, that's not right. Girl, you always be second best. I changed my mind. Yeah, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Yeah, I changed my mind. Hey, well, I really can't say I completely blame my naivety, cause it was situations in retrospect, when the things you say will shift direction when put into action.
direction, but I just let it whistle by. People say, help me, it's going around. And I flip on them, say, that's not right. Now I see my shit's not top, not changed my mind.
If you haven't guessed that name of the song, that song is called I Changed My Mind, of course, and the artist is Lyrics Born, who will be performing at Richards on Richards on October 24th, which is a Tuesday. And we'll be having our second part of the interview with Raymond Nakamura, who is the former president of the Mokuyokai Society. And maybe we should talk a little bit on what to expect at the Matcha Matsuri Festival, which is coming this Saturday. So what should we expect? Obviously, there is a tea ceremony, and a lot of people might think that it's more like friends and family gather together and have a chit-chat while they sip on some matcha lattes. But this is more of a traditional artistic event of Japanese culture through matcha tea, isn't it?
That's right.
Oops, sorry. There you go.
Yes, you're right. The thing about the festival that we're having is that because of the organization who's actually running, presenting the tea ceremony, the Urasenke, it's going to be demonstrating the tea ceremony both at the tea house, which is in the garden, and there's a tea gallery, which is in the Asian Center. And so we're taking reservations to experience either of those. So in the tea house, it's more formal in that they have to sit with your legs underneath you. Well, maybe they'll let up on if people aren't so flexible. But I guess the traditional way of doing it is it's very formal in there, and they'll explain some of the rules beforehand.
Yes. Okay. So even beginners could also attend in this ceremony, because when I looked up on the tea ceremony, they have quite a lot of specific rules, such as doing seiza, which is like a formal Japanese sitting. And some people may even prefer to wear kimonos to the event, but no, this is more for an introduction of the tea ceremony itself.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. In particular, the gallery is making it possible for more people to sit in there than would normally be possible.
Yes.
In the tea house. But in any case, the numbers are limited to accommodate the location. And so you have to put in a reservation. If you go to the website, you can get the information as to how to reserve your spot.
Yes, and I believe that the sessions are 45 minutes long. And for those that are just want to have a visit and see, you know, what kind of matcha they would like to serve, there are also some other products and food that have some little bit of tasty matcha in it, such as some matcha lattes and matcha cheesecake as well.
Yes, all kinds of. In fact, we have some products that were brought over from Japan. Our president, Liz, who works in Japan and has been coming and going, specially purchased matcha-flavored items that are going to be available that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. So, that's a special.
Well, we better run down there on Saturday.
On Saturday, yep, it'll be from 12 till 5 yes. at the Asian Center there.
Okay, and would there be some other performances or some artistic events that is associated with this matcha festival?
So there are going to be musicians, a little bit different from the music you've been playing this evening.
Yes.
So that would involve shakuhachi and also a koto, the harp, the yes. horizontal harp sort of
the Japanese harp mm-hmm. as well. And the reservations will be first come, first served. Do you know the price, the cost for attending these events?
Well, there's a combination of things depending on whether you're going to go in the tea gallery and in the garden and so yes. forth. So the website has all of those details there. The other thing that's happening is that Brian Takeda from Muzi will be talking about matcha, some of the mm-hmm. health benefits and so forth. He'll be actually giving an ongoing presentation in the Asian Center.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. And we'll be happy to let the listeners know that we do have a prize pack to give out, which includes the 2 tickets for the tea ceremony, courtesy of the Mokuyokai Society, as well as some matcha pockies. Mmm, tasty stuff. And matcha koeda chocolates as well. And we also have a can of matcha powder, courtesy of the Muzi Tea as well. And I would like to have someone to call in right now if you would like to get it. First come, first serve. Give us a call. The number is 604-822-CITR. That is 604-UBC-CITR. That would probably be easier. And it was a pleasure talking to the forum president, Raymond Nakamura. And hopefully we'll be having our second guest coming in as well to talk a little bit more about matcha green tea. Okay, I'll be playing some tunes by the Zoo Bombs, and this song is called Use Me. And I think you'll love this funky album because the album itself is called Love is Funky. You're listening to 101.9.
Update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically. That's right, or yeah. Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But you know, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
1, 2!
Pokémon,
Could you imagine that they've been performing for more than 10 years now? That was Puffy with the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, and that song is called Hazumu Rhythm. And before that, I had Zoo Bombs, and the song was called Use Me. If you love that, grab that jacket. Love is Funky is the name of the album. I got around 25 minutes left. I would like to congratulate the person who picked up the prize for the Matcha Matsuri, Brian Page. Congratulations. And don't forget, you can pick it up at the registration. And I would like to let you know that for those that did not win the prize, do not worry. There will be several reservation spots that are still available. Just go to the website www.mokyokai.bc.ca to reserve a spot. It's not that expensive, but I'll have to say it'll be one incredible cultural experience, especially if you get the spot in the Nitobe Garden when you're drinking some green matcha tea. Just a reminder, at 9 o'clock, there will be the jazz show hosted by Gavin Walker. From 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, he'll be playing some sensational jazz that is very, very awesome, and with some incredible and funky facts about the tunes that he will be playing. Again, that's Gavin Walker jazz show from 9 o'clock. If you wanted to know how the green tea ceremony came throughout internationally, perhaps you might want to thank this man, the 15th generation great tea master. Really started it off. First of all, he was in a school called the Sen no Rikyu, which is said to be the starting point of the tea ceremony culture. And that happened approximately 400 years ago. But this 15th generation great tea master saw a sign, perhaps from God, to spread the the Sado to throughout the world. Well, first of all, during World War II, he was a soldier serving the Japanese army, and he was in the Tokotai, which is those special forces, also known as perhaps by what you guys know as the kamikaze. And he was waiting in his plane, and he was drinking some green tea, awaiting for the orders for his suicide attempt to fight against the enemies. And if so, that to have no regrets, he was sipping his green tea. But without going to war, the war actually ended. And while he was drinking tea in the plane, and he later found out that the war ended, he took that as a sign that perhaps his duty, his fate, is to teach the ceremonial green tea throughout the world. And that's what he did. He's already retired now, but he actually even met the Pope as well as the Imperial Family of Japan for his services. So you might want to thank this guy if you're in the Urasenke clan. Currently, his son is the 16th generation, and he is in full charge of teaching the Senno Rikyu. And perhaps the 16th generation should thank his father because his wife is also from the Imperial Family. It's an interesting story from how he spread the green matcha throughout the globe. Next up, I'll be playing some Bloodthirsty Butchers, and the song is called Nagisa Nite. By the way, this show is going to be on podcast as long as the servers work. I'm just crossing my fingers on that one. And you can find many other podcasts on our website, which is at www.citr.ca. And if you want to ask some questions, please give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. This is Katasu. My name is Alex, and this is Bloodthirsty Butchers right now. couple of thirsty butches right there. The song is called Nagisa Nite. I got around less than 50 minutes left. Took me a while to get my brain functioning right there to read a clock that is right in front of me. And I want to talk about maybe perhaps the health benefits of the matcha energy. They say that there's many antioxidants that are in this green stuff that will help you reduce the levels of cancer. And it will actually increase your metabolism as well, so that you can it actually can help you lose weight too. But when I talk to my friends about, you know, matcha green tea, the question that they ask me is, well, doesn't it have caffeine? You know, but drinking so much of this green tea, doesn't it make you a little jittery? Well, if you compare matcha green tea and coffee, well, the first thing is matcha green tea does not have a lot of caffeine. As a matter of fact, it's quite minimal. Some people say that there's no caffeine in it, but when I checked the nutritional fact sheet, there's just a little portion of it. But compared to coffee, that's just like, that's just comparing it between the ground and the sky. The gap is just too huge, okay? Coffee has massive amounts of caffeine. But in matcha, however, they actually contain this mild stimulant called theophylline. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but theophylline. And unlike the caffeine that is found in coffee, this stimulant actually releases the smaller dosages of stimulation over a much longer period of time. And it actually makes you stay awake for around 3 to 6 hours. And on top of that, you don't get any of that jitteriness or other of those negative side effects when you drink a lot of those frappuccinos or many cups of coffee. So you can see why maybe that Japanese salarymen or businessmen, so to say, like to drink green tea, because A, it's very, very healthy, and B, you don't get the shakes and the seizures from drinking a lot of the black java. So give it a try. You know, go to a local store and order some or buy some matcha powder, or go to some tea shop and drink some matcha tea and see how much it really wakes you up. And I have to say, for all those university students that are listening, it really helped me stay awake to cram in many of the things that I have to memorize for my midterm exam. Okay, so give it a try. Drink some matcha tea. I really like it. Just a reminder, the Mokuyokai Society Matcha Matsuri Festival will be coming this Saturday, and it's at the Nitotobe Garden in the Asian Studies Center. And they will be selling some of those green tea products as well, so please check it out. I'm going to be playing a next track right now. The band, actually it's a solo artist, Sokobe Keiichi, and the song is called 17. Just talks about how he's having a hard time getting over a girl, a 17-year-old girl that he found was his crush. Please check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. 17.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Syrup 16G with Shinku, and before that I had Sokabe Keiichi with the song called 17, and I have 5 minutes left. I think this is for me to put my hand and wave it back and forth to say sayonara very soon, but do not worry, CITR will be playing more music even if it's on a Thanksgiving holiday. Gavin Walker just came into the studio. He will be coming up in 5 minutes with the jazz show, and he'll be playing some fantastic tunes. I would like to give a special thank you to Raymond Nakamura, as well as the Mokuyokai Society, for the prizes, as well as the interview talking about the festival. Thank you very much again, and hopefully I would like to drink some matcha tea with you guys as well. Maybe I'll come by for a visit to Weatherton and Nitobe Gardens. So hopefully the reservations are not full. If you guys are looking for the reservation spots for this festivity, please go to their website, www.mokuyokai.bc.ca, and save a spot. It's inexpensive for one of the most best cultural experiences that you may ever face, which is related to Japan and green tea. I would also like to thank Muzi T for part of the prize package as well. And congratulations to that prize winner. And I hope you will have a blast this Saturday as well. Again, the Mokuyokai Society Matcha Matsuri, Saturday, October 14th. And it's anytime between 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it's not just one event in those 5 hours. There will be like, it is a 45-minute session. So even if you cannot make it at 12 o'clock, maybe you could try the 1 o'clock or the 2 o'clock spots as well. So make sure you save a spot, because I'm pretty sure it'll be getting full very soon. I'll finish off the show with Condor 44, and this is a song called Tune Number 5. If you have any questions, comments about today's program, you can give me a call right now, maybe at the last minute, or better yet, you can send me an email, katasuradio@hotmail.com. If you can't spell that out, do not worry. You can go to the CITR website, www.citr.ca, and there will be a schedule link where it'll have a list of the programs that will be on CITR, and you can find my email there as well. My time is almost up. Thank you very much. Hope you had a happy Gobble Gobble Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey yaki and the wasabi stuffing right now. I'm going to be grabbing some matcha right now. Talk to you later. Sayonara.